believe. Oh Lord, I believe that all things are possible. All things are possible. Yes, Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, Lord, I believe that all things are possible. Lord, I wonder, can we sing, Lord, I receive now, Lord, I receive. Let's receive as we sing it now. Lord, I receive. Oh, that all things are possible. Oh, Lord, I receive. Yes, Lord, Lord, I receive. Father, we receive now, Lord Jesus. I receive that all things are possible. Yes, Lord. Lord, I receive. I wonder, can we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, this is how we come to you tonight. Believing, Lord, that if we believe that all things are possible. And Father, that's the way, that's the key tonight. To each and every one of us, as we have come into this building tonight, we came from different ways, Lord. We had different situations that we have to deal with today. Father, but Lord, the blessing is we have made it to be in your presence. Father, Lord, just because of that, we are under great expectation. And Father, that we are here to receive from you. Lord, we pray, O God, and your prophets say that we should ask in abundance. And Father, we ask abundance of your presence. We ask, Lord, that you come into this place tonight and touch every life, every person, Lord, every family, Lord. And may your word, Lord, just open up your word to us, Lord, and speak to us, Lord, according to the needs of your people, Lord. Father, as your servant tonight, I avail myself, Lord, and I pray, O God, that just hide me behind that old rugged cross. And Father, Lord, that these believers don't see a man, but they would see Christ here tonight, and they would speak to this, Lord, this body tonight, and be a blessing. We pray, O God, that you take a hold of us and just do, Lord, you know how to do it. Father, we cannot do it, but you know how to do it, Father. As we open up your word, that we pray, O God, that you bless the reading of the word and bless the little thought that you have given, Lord, to me, Father, to speak, O God, to your bride tonight. As we pray that you bless this congregation, bless the pastor of this church, his family. Bless our precious brothers and sisters here, Lord, and we commit this meeting, Lord, this wonderful fellowship into the hands of the Almighty God, we pray. Amen. God bless you, saints. Before we take our seats, I wonder, can we open up our Bibles? We have one or two verses. we are indeed blessed to be here. We want to greet you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, amen. And it's an honor for us to be here tonight. And I trust the Lord that he will just bless us as we take his word. In the book of St. Luke, we read from chapter 5 of St. Luke. We'll read a few verses. Praise the name of the Lord. And we will also pick up another verse. Amen. Also in the book of Matthew. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm bringing special greetings from my dad. Amen, Brother George. And he has been here a few times. And it's an honor for me to be here. It's a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. God made it possible for me to be here and to have fellowship with the bride of God. So let's read, amen, in Luke chapter 5. Amen. We read a few verses and we just trust the Lord. Let's read from verse 17. Amen. Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were came out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his coach into the midst before Jesus. Amen. What a scene. Hallelujah. Amen. You may take your seats for a while. What a scene. What a drama. Amen. Hallelujah. I can just imagine. Amen. These men, you know, they had this man on this cot, and you know, the desperation. Amen. They could have not done this unless there was a testimony, because you would not do something like this unless, amen, you knew that the person inside, amen, hallelujah, healing lay within the person, amen, that was inside of that building, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to do some crazy things, amen, and most of the time when we do these things, people don't understand us. But brothers and sisters, when desperation comes upon you, you become crazy. You do some things that sometimes, you know, people, this is watching you and say, hey, what's happening with this brother? What is happening with this sister? But just sometimes we just have to do something, you know, that let people really understand how desperate we are, you know. So just for a little thought, we would like to speak on the power of expectation. Amen. Hallelujah. What lays within the expectation? Amen. Unless you expect something, you cannot receive it. You have to be under great expectation. You know, myself, being a fisherman, I like to do a lot of fishing. And just to kind of bring that in now, just it comes to my mind that, you know, when you fix the bait and, you know, you have the ocean, you have the dams and the lakes. So you put the bait on and you put a line in the water, and your expectation, that's actually what helps you. Sometimes people, they say, hey, Brother Nicky, you have a lot of patience. You come here to the lake, you sit here, you put the lines in the water, you sit here. You say, brother, we don't have the kind of patience you have. But, you know, saints, the expectation, you are expecting that somehow, hallelujah, no matter the condition, amen, the weather, amen, hallelujah, the rain, the winds, but your expectation, that is actually what makes you to sit and wait. You actually persevere, amen, in spite of the critics around you. You know, sometimes I take some brothers with me, they just take a lot of food. They just want to sit and eat, you know, the whole day and just relax. You know, and they would all say, Brother Nicky, your patience, man. I said, but this is what came to me. You know, that what causes the fish to bite? You know, because I'm waiting under great expectation. When I'm at the ocean, on the rocks, you know, with the rod in my hand, you throw the line in, you know, there's a lot of different fish inside there. Any of these fish can take your bait. Amen, hallelujah. So that expectation is what caused the revival. Hallelujah. And I believe tonight, saints, if you have come into this building tonight, no matter how small the group is, hallelujah, God can meet with our expectations. He is more than able. Hallelujah. You just throw in the line. You just wait under expectation. And He is more than able, hallelujah, to walk into this building tonight and reach out, hallelujah, and meet your expectation. No matter the critics, no matter what people have said today, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what this and that one said, you wait. You wait patiently because your expectation is what brings God on the scene. Do you believe that tonight, saints? Hallelujah. Amen. Forgive me, sometimes I get too excited. You know, I get too excited. You know, my dad is such a minister. He's such a wonderful man. And, you know, we grew up in that missionary's home. And we grew up as sons and daughters of a missionary. And we've seen this crazy man. He has done a lot of crazy things. Amen. He is a man of faith. Amen. And when he speaks out of experience. And we get excited. You know, it brings an excitement. Amen. Hallelujah. It brings, and I believe tonight, even you as a believer, amen, what brought you here, nobody pushed you to come. Hallelujah. Nobody forced you to come. Amen. You come because you are expecting something to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're expecting, hallelujah, the Lord to speak to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Under great expectation. It reminds me of the woman with the blood issue. Hallelujah. Look at the expectation of that woman. Hallelujah. She pushed through the crowd. And this is the time and hour that we are living in. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of infirmities. Doctors are trying to sort out a lot of things. They try this medication. They come with this advice. You know, they tell you do this, eat this, drink this. But eventually you see your body is going down. And the same situation was with this woman. But her expectation, hallelujah, amen, caused her faith to rise, hallelujah. She wasn't in a meeting like this tonight, but her expectation is the people were pushing, hallelujah, and trying to draw the attention of the Messiah. Hallelujah, she stepped out. God needs people in the end time that can step out, hallelujah, and touch him again. Not just by feeling, not just by emotion, but by our faith. And especially when you touch him, expecting something to happen. Hallelujah. She stepped out. She didn't worry about what people were saying. Amen. She didn't look anymore to the symptoms. She forgot about what she spent it. Amen. And of course, she lost everything because she tried by herself to see how she could fix the problem. And I think that's the kind of problem we have. We try to fix our problems. And there is somebody that wants to fix our problems. And if we can allow him to do that, he's more than able to come in and fix our problems. And she stepped out. Amen. And she expected. Her expectation was met. And as we have come into this meeting tonight, I believe as God speaks, amen, hallelujah, he's meeting up to our expectations. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the prophet says, he said, and I said today to a friend, it's the atmosphere. That's what it is. You want to, if you want to get a great healing service here tonight, let's have a great atmosphere of belief. Amen. Believing you are going to be healed. No matter how real Jesus would be here at the platform or out there, he could heal you unless the atmosphere is right for healing. And this is quite strong. He says, now look, when Jesus went into his own country, many mighty works he could not do because of the unbelief. So he was always ready to perform, to do something. But because of the unbelief of the people, he could not do that. He could not just act. But he needed our faith. He needed some expectation. amen, that you're expecting, hallelujah, because of the unbelief, amen, he could not, many mighty works could have not been done because of the unbelief. Unbelief, no matter how great he was, no matter how he was Jehovah God, invested in a body of flesh, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, but he could not move until faith comes. That was what was activating him to move. Hallelujah. That is in the message expectation. And the prophet of God says, amen, you want to have an expectation. He says, all the way from your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. You find people tonight, they would just sit down and wonder, can it happen? I wonder, is it possible? You find the kind of people that wish that it should happen. I wish I can have a better job. I wish I can have a few rents. I wish, you know, I wonder and I wish. But you find another group of people who make things happen. Hallelujah. I like that kind of people. When everybody wish and wonder, hallelujah, they make things to happen. We have to make things happen. No matter about the economy, no matter about the politics, no matter what the country here and this and that, we have to make it happen. Hallelujah. That's the kind of people God wants. God wants people that make things to happen. That step out, hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb. Hallelujah. They, when everybody saw grasshoppers and saw giants and all that, they step out. They say, but we can. Hallelujah, we can. Hebrew sons, they step out. Says we are not willing to bow down to the economy, to the government. We are not willing to do that. But we are rather walk into the fiery furnace. But we are not willing, hallelujah, to kneel down and to worship idols. Hallelujah, we are willing to die. Hallelujah, wishing, we wish that the king can change his mind. We wish that he can come to other conclusions. No. They make things happen. Hallelujah. They decided. Amen. They came together and said, brothers, this is our time. Yeah. And brothers and sisters, this is a glorious time for the bride of God. Yeah. The world outside, amen, they're trying all sort of ways to make things work. But it's a horrible time for the world outside. But for the bride of God is a wonderful time. Because, amen, what has been prophesied, we see it happened. Amen, we are living in the manifestation. Hallelujah, we see these things happen. This is the time, hallelujah, where the bride of God will step to the front. And rather die or be burned out in the fiery furnace. But we are willing to step out. Hallelujah, but we are not willing, amen, hallelujah, to worship idols and to worship other gods. Amen, we are willing, amen, hallelujah, to step out like the Hebrew brothers. We are willing to step out like David. Crisis moments. Time of crisis. God always had somebody that step out. That causes a revival. When all hopes were gone, David was there. Israel had their backs against the walls. But that was not God with his back against the walls. Because down in the desert, somewhere there was a shepherd boy that was groomed, as the prophet says, under the right atmosphere. Hallelujah. God was preparing him. one side. Hallelujah. For the battlefield. And he came with a testimony. And that is what will see us through in this end time. Is God grooming his bride one side. And on the crisis moment. And in the time of crisis. That's when the bride of God. That's when you, amongst your family, amongst your friend, even in the company that you work or your business, even when the business are going down, you can step out to the front and say, Lord, I give this business into your hands. Hallelujah. I don't care about the economy. Lord, but I believe I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Father, I'm expecting you. Lord, you get into your office. You say, Lord, today I'm expecting a few calls. Hallelujah. That's the kind of attitude God wants from us. Hallelujah. You get into your office. You bow down. You lock yourself up. Say, Lord, I put my phone here. It has been quiet for a few days. Lord, business has been slow. But Lord, today, that's the kind of faith God respects. He said, Lord, but today, Lord, I am under expectation. Today, this phones, hallelujah, the switchboard, even the lady at the switchboard, she will wonder what is happening. That's the kind of God that we serve. That makes us excited. That makes us to serve him. Because if we trust him, if we take that step forward of faith, he's more than able, hallelujah, to make that phone ring. Your expectation bring the calls. I went fishing. We had some problems. We had no food at home. And I just took my fishing rods and I said to my wife, let me go fishing because if I have my fishing rods, at least, you know, I can go and just wait upon the Lord and something can happen. And we're not going to bother any person, you know, for this and that. Let me take my fishing rods and I went to the ocean. When I got to the ocean, we had a lot of rain. So what happened? Because of all the rivers that runs into the ocean, there was the water, the color of the water changed. So the fresh water got into the ocean. So let's say from where I stood, amen, when you look into the ocean, maybe about 50 meters, you know, and or more, there was a brown like chocolate water now. The salt water mixed up with the fresh water. So it was a lot of rain and the water was all mixed up. So when I got there, I looked at the situation. I said, Lord, where am I today? And I had two other brothers with me. So you put on your bait and you throw in nothing. So it's not a favorable time to fish. And yet, there was a need at home. You have a family. You have four children. They have to eat. And I look at the situation and I saw these other two brothers and I said, Lord, you know, we were just trying all over. You're running this way. You throw this way. You throw in the bait. Nothing happens. And then I phoned my wife. I said, sweetheart, you know, things is bad here. The water, the color, the things are, it's not on our side. Say, but keep us in prayer there. Just keep us in prayer. And I took my fishing rod and I just put it in the sand like this. And I just went and I kneeled down. I said, Lord, you know the need at home. It's such wonderful when you speak like that to him. He said, Lord, no matter if it's just there, the ocean and on the sand bank and I just kneel down and said, Lord, you know the situation at home. I can't get home knowing that there's nothing to eat at home. But Father, I believe that something special can happen today. After I prayed, I noticed the two brothers was gone. They went on the other side as they were trying to put the lines on. So I just went down and I sat and I waited. And the next moment, I saw the water clear up. It was a spot, a little spot that just clear up a little bit. I said, Lord, is that you? I grabbed my fishing rod. I put on the bait quickly. And I just threw it dead on. The moment the bait went down, the fish was there. It was on. It was on. Amen. So I was now fighting with the first one. And I was in a hurry now. Because I thought that it can close down. So I adjusted so quick and I threw in the next one. It was on again. It was on. And it went on like that for more than an hour. I had no room in the bag for fish. There was more than what I expected. The bag was running over. The fish was all over the place. When the brothers came back, they said, but what is happening here, Brother Nicky? I said, brothers, I prayed, and this is what God has done. I phoned my wife. I said, lovey, sweetheart, what happened at home? She said, my husband, the moment you asked me to pray, I went into my room, and I spoke to the Creator. I said, Lord, do something supernatural. He is a supernatural God. Hallelujah. He is the God of Elijah. He can open up the Red Sea. He can open up the waters for us. No matter if it's muddy, no matter how your situation is, He can open up the waters. He's a God that can answer prayer. My boys needed some money for school, for a school camp. I'm a full-time preacher. We live by faith. We love what God gives to us. So I said, Jonathan, you know Daddy doesn't have the money the school needs. They have to go on the tour because it's part of the exams. They have to go to Cape Town to the museums and all that. They have to write a whole thing. I said, Jonathan, don't worry, my son. Today, you and Gershom, you're not going to school. We will go fishing today. We're going to go fishing today. So we went fishing. And when we got to the fish, I said, before we fish, let's pray first. You cannot do that unless you have done it before. Yes. And you have seen the hand of God. Right. I said to him, Jonathan, we don't need money to sort out this problem. I said, God needs our faith. I said, let's just get to the ocean. Amen. You see, this woman, she said, I want to get to the Messiah. Yeah. You see, we have to get to Him. Yeah. We have to reach out to Him. No matter about the situation, I said, boys, put down the rods, we pray, and we speak to the Creator of the creation. He can order the creation. No matter the situation, no matter the water, or is it cold or windy, or the tide is not right, I said, but if we speak to the Creator, He can order the creation. Hallelujah. To come and take the bait. And we caught so many fish. I didn't have to sell it. I just found one person. He's a guy, he's in a farming area, he makes bricks. So I phoned him. I said, sir, I have some fish. I know he likes the black tail. Nice black tail fish. He said, I got a lot of fish. Do you like to have it? He said, yes. I said, how many do you got? He says, I have got enough. He says, bring all of the fish to me. I got to him, he gave me the money, I got home. The next morning, I put the money in the envelope. I said, Jonathan, here's your money. You go to Cape Town with the class and you have this. That's the God that we serve. He knows, that's why he could instruct the disciples. You know, he could instruct them, he could let them do things that people don't understand. The right atmosphere. Just get under the right atmosphere. You will see how God moves. You don't wait for things to happen. You make it happen. Hallelujah. We have the ability. We have the power within us. Amen. We have the ability to move things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the ability, amen, to cause that revival. Yes. Hallelujah. Around us. Young people at school, at university, you have the ability to cause that revival amongst your classmates. Hallelujah. So this is what God can do
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. He has the ability, as the prophet says, but he needs our faith. He says expectation all the way from the heart, from the soul, body and mind, that God is going to give us a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Expecting, just as I expected. Hallelujah. We have to expect the power of expectation. Hallelujah. That God is more than able to do it. And this man, they took this bed and with this person on top of it, they looked at the situation. They saw the obstacles. Said, oh, we cannot enter here. There's no way for us to enter here. We might, if we linger, this man might die. But we will use another alternative. We're going to do some crazy thing now. We don't know the owner of the house, but we know who's in the house. And we are willing, I can just imagine, one day when we get to heaven, Brother Amos, to ask these brothers, did you consider the cost to remove the roof from another man's house? Did you have a discussion outside, because there was not much time left? Time was against you because there was a critical situation. We are again in a critical situation. Hallelujah, it's time to remove all the roofs. It's time to do things that people will stand amazed. It's time, hallelujah, to get on the roof. No matter who stays in the house, no matter who belongs the house to, it's time to get on it and just take off the roof, because you know who's inside of the house. You know the person who is inside the house, and you don't do that without the expectation. You don't consider the cost when you do something like that. It says the only option now is brothers. We are quite a number. So two gets up, two on the floor. We give you 4 years, two up, we give you the bed. Amen. And when we get up there, we just remove the roof. We just take out all the sheets or whatever it was. Amen. And let's position ourselves. It's positioning time. Let's not just remove the roof any place. Let's position ourselves. When this bed goes down, it should get down right where the Messiah is. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Amen. Let's position ourselves. Let's get in the right atmosphere, in the right position. So when we remove, no matter if people would look up and say, hey guys, what's going on? We don't let the people disturb us. There's a lot of things going on around us. But don't let these things disturb us. Even if it's in America or in South Africa, there's a lot of noises. There's a lot of people speaking. But we have to focus. Because your expectation, hallelujah, cuts you off from the outside world. You come in here, you are under expectation. Hallelujah, you've been cut off. Hallelujah. You want to receive something from the Lord. You don't hear what other people say. You don't worry how they argue, how they reason, and how they try this and try that. You are so focused on what you're going to do. Hallelujah. And what you're going to do, and how your expectation. And sometimes, just to add this as it comes to my thought now, that sometimes, hallelujah, your expectation let you do things that you could never thought you would be doing.
That's true.
Yes. Your expectation, it's like me. I never thought that I would ever come to America. You look at your situation around you and say, no, we are just poor missionaries. How can I ever, what can I prove to the embassy of the United States? What will I say when I get to the interview? Because I have read, I have seen, there's a lot of requirements. I said, but, I said, Lord, what I have here as documents, I take this to the embassy. And Lord, it's all in your hands. If you know I have to go, Lord, no matter if there's not documents enough or there are things that they need and it's not there, Lord, you go before me. Hallelujah. It's what we expect. It happens. And why the prophet of God says, earlier what we read, he says, why he could not perform these mighty works is because of the lack of faith. It's unbelief. Hallelujah. The impossible becomes possible. Hallelujah. When Moses stood in front of the Red Sea, he had a lot of critics. People pick up stones. You brought us this far, Moses, so that Pharaoh can come and kill us here. You should have left. You see, they denied their testimony.
That's right.
For a while, they were happy.
Yeah.
Oh, they were rejoicing and singing and eating and just enjoying everything. Hallelujah, the bread, the meat, everything. But in the moment of crisis, that's where God needs people, church. Not just to be, just when it all goes well, we are happy. When there's a few dollars, we are happy. When we drive a good car, we are happy. When we have a big house, God needs people that can go all the way. Even if Pharaoh is behind you. Even if the mountains is on both sides. Even if the Red Sea is in front of you. God needs a Moses. Why cry? Speak the word, Moses. We are in that time tonight, church, where we can speak the word. And Moses saw all the critics, he saw the people, and he forgot about something. Hallelujah. And all, most of the time in our critical moments, when things get so tough sometimes, the pressure, the stress of this world, we sometimes tend to forget who we are. Who we are. Hallelujah. We have the power to create another world. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We have the ability to speak the squirrels into existence. Oh my, where do you want it? I want it there. Hey, that's the God. That's the God, church. When I stood there, the lady asked me a lot of questions. I gave her all honest questions. I know how to do it. And then she slid the little paper down there. And the next day, they phoned me to collect my passport. And I opened it, 10 years visa. You don't have to have all the documents when you are a bride of God. You know, they make us so nervous. Hallelujah, they make us so nervous, these people. Hallelujah, I said, Lord, 10 years. My, this is what the God that God can do. God can get in behind the desk and shuffle things around there. Hallelujah. And he can put a stamp on there. He can do the impossible. We can do the possible. But he specializes in the impossible. Only believe all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. Let me tell you, brother, as we close the atmosphere, is what does it. It's what does it. Young people, get under the right atmosphere. Get out of the wrong companies. Get under the right atmosphere. Because the prophet says, he says, the atmosphere is what does it. It's exactly right. Look, it's not the hen that hatches the eggs, but it's the atmosphere, hallelujah, that brings the small chickens to life. The hen can just sit there. But what caused the hatching is the atmosphere. The temperature is there. Oh my. The temperature. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. If there's a blessing that needs to be born here tonight. If there's somebody that needs to be healed here tonight, under the right atmosphere, God is more than able to give you the desire of your heart. You put the same egg. The prophet says what we need is the Holy Ghost atmosphere. She moved out of her atmosphere. You know, sometimes when you are so depressed with all the medication around you, you wake up in the morning, you count all the pills, different colors. Just by counting them and put them one side, it's already so much depression. You feel so depressed when you look at all the colors, yellow, blue, green. This one is for that, this one is for that, this one is for that. Johnny, bring Daddy a glass of water. It's a stress situation. It makes you depressed. Because of that. But she moved out of that situation. Out of that depressed situation, depressed atmosphere, he had to pass that way. She moved out of that situation. She got outside. She saw the people were crowded. She saw the Messiah. She heard about him. Hallelujah. She just in her heart, she that the expectation grew and her faith was growing. And in her heart, she said, even if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Oh my, this is the time and hour that we are living in Church of the Living God. He has to pass this way. He had to come this way. Hallelujah, because hallelujah, the atmosphere is right, as the prophet says. He says that is what the church needs tonight. Hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost atmosphere. An atmosphere where the power of God is moving. And I'm telling you, it's sad to say it tonight. You come to many churches, the atmosphere is gone. It's so cold. It has become so formal. People, you know, they've lost the joy of the salvation. You know, we think about 20, 30 years ago, how the church, how we were revived. Hallelujah, you come into the church, the Holy Ghost falls. Hallelujah, and this, you know, it's blessing upon blessing. Testimony upon testimony. Hallelujah, but thank God, he promised, I will restore. Hallelujah. Amen. Your family life has become cold. He is going to restore it. Hallelujah. Your finances has gone low. He is going to restore it. Hallelujah. Your children has backslidden. He will bring them back again. Hallelujah. Just under the right atmosphere. An atmosphere where God's power, the power of God is moving in one accord. God's power is moving in one accord, one place, gathered together under that atmosphere of expecting God to move. An atmosphere of expectation. Oh my, oh my, young people. It reminds me of that young girl when that boy gave her that ring. He looked for a wife, and there was none found. He looked at all the beautiful girls, but none of those girls, hallelujah, qualified for the girl that he was looking for. And when he went outside, he saw another girl just pouring out some dishwater, and she was just so, you know, she had an apron on, and that was the woman he was looking for. He promised her, he gave her the ring. He says, a year from now, I'm coming back. You can imagine the expectation. Time was running. Time was going. And when it was time for him to come, you can imagine how the other girls would make, how they would just make a fool out of her. Do you think he will really come back? Do you think he will, just like we as the bride of God, we have to live under atmosphere of expecting him to come back for us. He says, I have to go and prepare a place for you. And we have to live in that atmosphere of expecting him to come back. Unless we have that, unless we live in that atmosphere expectation. Sometimes when you look at people, you wonder, does the people Does they really expect God to come again? The kind of things they do, the kind of things they get involved. You ask yourself, is these people expecting the Lord to come? And this young girl, you know, she was under expectation. And the very morning, amen, she remembered, hallelujah, the day when he came. And he said, a year from now on, I'll come back. You could imagine young people, how she could prepare herself. How she got herself ready. Her expectation caused her to rise. Her expectation brought happiness. She had a lot of critics. She had a lot of people around her. Other girls, do you really think that boy, do you know who is his father? How can he come back, a poor girl like you? But that did not even bother her. She kept his word. We have to hold tight, church, onto the word of God. There's difficult times coming. There's a lot of things still have to happen. But while we are waiting under great expectation, let's stay in an atmosphere of expectation. And her expectation, as the prophet says, where there's a deep calling, there had to be a deep to respond. Even if he had to change his mind, even if he saw another girl somewhere, but there was somebody who was expecting him to come back. And her expectation, she stayed faithful, brought him back while expecting. While she was criticized, she was expecting. They saw summer. They saw the dust. She was ready because she was under expectation. Let us be ready, Church of the Living God. As that little girl was waiting under great expectation to meet her future husband, she went against all the odds, expecting, as the prophet says, amen, stay under the atmosphere of expecting God. Let's move ourselves up into that bracket. Not in this bracket, the bracket of the rapture. Let's move ourselves to that bracket where we live in the atmosphere of expectation. Tomorrow when you go back to school, tonight when you drive back to your home, you're expecting something. You get to your office tomorrow, you're expecting something. People might say, but how, what happened? He says, no, you know what happened? My expectation brought this to me. Expectation. What we need, as the prophet says, Holy Ghost atmosphere. Move out. Amen. Just believe that you are going to pour your blessings. I'm expecting it now. All things are moving right in. And I'm expecting to see the exceedingly, abundantly now. I'm expecting it. That's how our expectations should be. Not, I wonder, will God do it? I wish God could come down tonight. He will not come. But that expectation that comes from the heart, that is what brings him on the scene. That's what brings him. Hallelujah. That's what brings him on the scene, is that expectation. Brought him, and what is within him is willing to pour out upon us. Hallelujah. He's willing to give it to us. He's willing to give it to us. Amen. And we are willing to make it happen. We are willing to step up. Amen. And believing. Because what was in God, he poured into Christ. He said, it's like the body moves, the shadow moves. And I want to ask you tonight the question, how can the body get rid of the shadow? We are that shadow tonight. Amen. When the body moves to the right, the shadow moves to the right. The body cannot say to the shadow, it's not me that. They are connected together. We are connected from eternity. We come from God and we are going back to God. And he's not going to shake us off. He's not going to shake us off for nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not going to shake us off for nothing. Because we are part of him. We are part of him. And we will stay part of him. Hallelujah. And we are under expectation. Amen. That he will pour out his presence upon us. Let's be expecting him. Let's be under that atmosphere of expectation while the musicians come. Let's remain under that Holy Ghost expectations. Yes. Expectation is your bedding ground. It's like a farmer. You know, he can have the seed in his hands. But he needs to take the seed and plant it. And his expectation will make that seed to grow. Oh my. Sometimes he might sound like a crazy man. Because even him as a farmer, especially when you are a farmer as a believer, or you are a mechanic as a believer, or whatever job you have, you look into the unseen. You stand as a farmer, you look at your harvest. No, there's only the seed has been put in the ground. But when you look at your space, you can already see the potatoes. You can already see the carrots. You know, you can already see the vegetables. You look into the unseen. When people tell you, hey, brother, they said it's not going to rain for the next 3 months. That's what they see. That's what they read on the cell phones. That's what the weather bureau says. But what does God say? What does God say? We as the believers, as the bride of God, as we love under the atmosphere of expectation. As I told my son the other day, he's in grade 11. Next year he will finish school. He's doing farming. I said to him the other day, Jonathan, this is a very good time to plant your seeds now. It's August because our summer will start soon. But this is the time. I said, put as much as you can into the soil. He said, but now, young man, I said, what God is expecting from you now, you see, you look around, we haven't had rain. We need the first rains to prepare the soil, to put the compost and to make sure things are in fertilizers. I said, but young man, this is up to you. People might come here, they might say, hey, Jonathan, this is not a good time to do the seed and this and that. I said, but now, when you put all the seed in, he says, now you go and pray. You pray. Get in the middle of this piece of land and you pray. And you speak to the God of the rain. Hallelujah. He's the God of the mountains. He can create. So your faith, your expectation, Jonathan, will get the clouds. We'll get the clouds together. I said, I took him one side. I said, I'm going now to America. I said, Jonathan, I don't know. When I get back in September, I said, Jonathan, it's all to you. I said, I have done the possible. I put the tanks for you there. So the roof is there for the water. But we need rain to fill the tanks. I said, you see why I'm trying to help you here? It's because I can do the possible. He says, I cannot ask for rain, Jonathan, if the tanks is not connected. If there's no gutters on the roof, because the water might just gush off from the roof. I said, but we do the possible. I said, now, Jonathan, you have to have a prayer life. When I spoke to him the other night, he said, Daddy, the tank is full. Says the tank is full of water. We had good rain. So you see, Jonathan, that's the God that we serve. And brothers and sisters, that is what God is trying to bring to us tonight. That even in the darkest of moments, even if there's no rain, He's the God of the rain. He's the God of the rain. He can bring rain when there's no rain expected. He can bless your harvest when others are not blessed. He can give you a baby sister, even if the doctor says that your time is over. Complications and this and the other. But what is your expectation? You start to prepare the room. You buy the little things for the girl. You dress up the walls. You put a little cot there. When people come, you say, come see my daughter's room. Hey, but sister, didn't we hear that you went to the doctor and the doctor says, you can forget about having babies. Says, no, come here, let me show you. Every time, sister, when you walk into that room and you touch those little small things, look at the room and you're fixing here and putting little flowers here. It's expectation that makes you to do things like that. You're cut off from the critics. You are cut off from those people with unbelief trying to discourage you. It's your expectation that sometimes allow us to do some crazy things. But even though people don't understand sometimes, God wants that expectation. Because that expectation lifts up our faith. And that's the time when God acts. It's when we believe. God is waiting for us. Let's find our way to Him. Let's find our way to Him. Martha, open the grave. But Lord, if you have been here, Lord, our brother would not be dead today. But Martha, did not I told you that I am the resurrection? Where did you lay him? Lazarus, come forth. He was the creator. He could speak the words. I want to close by saying, don't wait for something to happen. In your job, in your Christian life, here at church, don't wait for something to happen. You make it happen. You make it happen. Don't wait for it to happen. You make it happen. Even if you look like crazy, why is the brother acting so strange? You make it happen. Daddy, at your home, you make it happen. Mama, in your kitchen, you make it happen. Yes. You make it happen, mommy. Young boy, young girl, you make it happen. Don't wait for it to happen. You make it happen. Hallelujah. Take God at His word tonight. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift up our hands tonight. We look into this little thought, oh God, that You have given us tonight. Father, the power of expectation. Expecting, expectation is the bedding ground of faith. Lord, to expect, the prophet says, to get in the atmosphere of expectation, Lord. That's when, that's the time when God starts to move. And precious Heavenly Father, You know the reason why You gave me this thought tonight to speak. There might be somebody here, Lord, that has come to a point in his life or her life that he needs something, oh God, that, Lord, to make him to stand up and to make things happen. Lord, not to wait or to wonder or to wish, but Father, to rise up and to make it happen, Lord Jesus. This is the best hour for us. This is the bride's hour, Lord Jesus. That is our time. This is the time where the bride of God must step to the forefront, Lord. Father, this is the best time for us because, Lord, the power of God lays within the bride of God. You have sent us a prophet, Lord. You have given us this special anointing, Heavenly Father, that you promise us, if you ask, I shall give to you. If you knock, I will open to you. If you bind whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth, I will lose it in heaven. And my prayer tonight is, Heavenly Father, here is your children tonight, Lord. Here is your children tonight, Lord Jesus. You know each and every one of us here tonight, Lord. You know the needs. You know the desires. Lord, you know the shortcomings. Father, Lord, it's not known unto me, but Lord, it's known unto you, Heavenly Father. So what we can only do tonight is to surrender. Is to surrender our lives. And say, Father, help me to be always in the right atmosphere, Lord. Father, always to be expecting you, Lord. Father, raise our expectation, Lord Jesus. Please raise our expectation. Each one of us in this building, Lord Jesus, raise our expectation to such an extent, Lord, that's where the desire would come upon us, Lord, like the woman with a blood issue, even if I can touch the hem of his garment, Lord Jesus, even like those lepers of God that was outside of the city, Lord, they stood up from their condition and they start to walk, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, they had to stand up, Lord. Lord, and this is what we have to do in this end time. We have to rise, Lord. We have to rise, Heavenly Father. We have to get up to a place in our lives where the world can see that God has his people amongst us. Bless every life in this place. Bless every believer tonight, Lord. You know their hearts. You know the desires of our young people in this church, our precious pastor, Lord, in this congregation, his family. We pray, oh God, that the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, will just drop down in the precious name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. Let's just worship him. While we stand tonight, let's raise our hands. The maker of the rain, he can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. Shine again, oh Lord, the master of the rain. I know the master of the wind. I know, hallelujah, the maker of the rain. He can come here. Let's worship the Lord tonight. Let's worship him tonight. Oh, I know the master, the rain. Oh, let's sing it one more time. I know the master. He's here, church. He's here tonight. He wants to bless you. He wants to touch you tonight. He wants to deliver you tonight. He wants to give an outpouring of his presence tonight. He can calm the storm. Calm the storm. And make the storm to shine again. Oh, I wonder, can we sing it one more time? as our brother comes to God. Lord bless you tonight. Oh, I know. I know.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Appreciate you.
Amen. Oh, yeah, I'm the maker of the rain. He can calm.
Well, he can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Just one more time. Yes, I know, I know, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Well, he can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way. Hallelujah.